The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Welcome to the Business Owners Podcast. My name is Clive Enova, and along with Linda Reed Enova, I am your host. I am a business strategist and I help people discover clarity to more easily engage with more of their ideal client more often. Today, I'm having a conversation with Chrissy Simonakis, the founder of Creative Little Soul, about her business journey to date. Hello, Chrissy, and welcome.
I'm a business owner of 10 years now. I started my main business, Creative Little Soul, which is a full services marketing agency, 10 years ago. I started this business when I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I just turned 30, was working for a really big hospitality, working on marketing and events and nightclubs and working some crazy hours. When I was diagnosed with my MS, I actually lost my vision in my right eyes. My doctors gave me a bit of a stern talking to and was told that I needed to change the way in which I was doing things. I also needed the opportunity to work on my terms before working from home was cool and on trend as it is now. So, yeah, starting my own agency, just little old me. And now I have a team of 8 people. We work with clients all over the world. And I'm just excited to be here to maybe share a little bit of my journey and story with other business owners and looking to connect with other people out there as well.
There are quite a few challenges in there, Chrissy, and some considerable growth as well. So well done. We like to start the Business Owners Podcast with a few key questions that allow us to get to know you and your business journey. Let's start with, is it coffee, tea, or something else?
If I had a choice over coffee or tea, it's always going to be coffee, and there are a couple of them a day.
Are you an early bird or a night owl? Or can you do a little bit of both?
Early bird or night owl? Great question. So different times of the year, I am generally an early bird, but my early means we don't start at our agency until 10 a.m. As it gets into the busier time of year and I have a lot of clients in different time zones, I do what's called the night shift. So I'll actually start later in the afternoon, work through to about 2 or 3 in the morning. Just gives me a really great opportunity to get stuff done when people aren't calling me and to hunker down. And it works really well with my team who can get everything done in the morning. I have a lot of mums that work for me. So it's almost like we've got someone 24/7.
What book are you currently reading and why can't you put it down?
I've just started reading this amazing book by a guy called Tom Nash. It's called Hooked, Line and Sinner. Amazing stuff, quite funny. There's a bit of dark humour and also talks about adversity and disability.
What is one word to describe your journey so far?
One word to describe my journey so far? Crazy. My journey has been crazy, but in a good way.
Now it's time for us to hear a little more about your journey. How you got started in this journey? What was the inspiration that first drew you to this specific area of expertise?
So I've always been a bit of a word nerd. I've always had a love for writing, and even as a teen, growing up in regional South Australia, I was involved in the local council youth events and community. I was pushed from a young age by an amazing auntie I had. So I started organising youth week events and parties that then led me to study journalism, public relations and marketing. I was still very much living in the country, and because I was always that kind of go-to to write copy and blurbs and stuff for my friends that were DJs, I was actually asked by a client who I still work for now, 23 years later, to come and move from my little country town to Adelaide, which was 3 hours away. They had a job for me in what was Australia's biggest nightclub in the Southern Hemisphere at that time. And that was my first proper job working in publicity and marketing.
What do you think, Chrissy, were the defining moments that brought you to this place?
I dare say that was definitely a defining moment for me. Just getting out of the country, being provided with a dream job and kind of being thrust into that environment where I had to put in place the things that I'd learned in my studies and then work as part of a big team. And I was definitely the youngest at the time.
I like that your aunt pushed you, Chrissy, when you were younger. Have there been any other influential people in your life?
I've had some really amazing mentors and influential figures in my career. One would be my good friend Sully, who's a guy I just spoke about. We still work and collaborate on projects through my agency all these years later. My aunt, Trudy Wysotsky, she is a coach, mentor, NLP practitioner. She's fantastic to have at my fingertips. And I've also another friend who was an amazing event promoter, producer, Paul Strange, who's now passed away.
Chrissy, we hear a lot about work-life balance from people in business and people who are not in business for that matter. How do you balance your personal and business lives?
Lol, I'm terrible at that. This year, I've had to make a conscious effort to put in place some boundaries. As an owner-operator, I'm sure other people can relate that when it's you and even when you do eventually have staff, it's very difficult to not be involved in processes, systems, clients who build a rapport with come to you first, even though there are very capable staff members that can help them. So what I try to do is block out my days. I'll start in the morning. We brief at 10 a.m. from about 8 to 10. That's my own time. I'll journal. I'll meditate. I'll make sure I have breakfast and coffee in the afternoon, just particularly with a chronic illness. It can be quite exhausting to work all the way through. So when my partner comes home at around 3:30, 4 o'clock, I have a bit of a break for a while. Just gives my brain the opportunity to rest. I may even have to have a nap if my fatigue and my chronic illness are playing up. I usually pop on in the evening when it cools down a bit.
Is there a particular challenge that you faced, Chrissy, and how have you overcome that challenge so that we might help others listening to the Business Owners Podcast?
I think when it comes to challenges that I've faced and how I've overcame them, the biggest one for me would definitely have been, like many other people, when COVID happened. So for me, it was bushfires had happened in Australia and some of my clients were directly affected. There was the suicide and passing of my friend who was my mentor, and then COVID happened. And working with a lot of clients who are particularly in the hospitality space, because we had niched, actually really turned around and bit us on the butt a bit, because all of these restaurants and bars had to close. They hadn't really thought about pivoting to delivery. Maybe they're in a CBD area where they weren't. So for us, we had to look at how we could take training online. So I am really known for the email marketing. So jumped on there. Clubhouse, which we've connected on, Linda, was a fantastic tool for me to connect with people. I was running free classes and sessions every week. And then that eventually had people come into my paid option and class. So I was able to run that. We helped lots of other small businesses actually start business because they were ineligible for that JobKeeper or Seeker. It was just, what can we do creatively? We actually set up this company because I had these graphic designers and writers around, and we called it Letters From, and it just worked out so perfectly that Easter was that first lockdown. And obviously a lot of people weren't able to do things. They weren't able to connect with their family. So we set up this company called Letters From, and it was Letters From the Easter Bunny. So we customized and personalized letters to children. We did a lot for education centers, schools that still had kids going, and just our friends and family. Like, it was just something really cute that we could do. So the biggest lesson there was for me to really think outside of the box and do something creative that would still generate us revenue.
How do you want to shape the future and the profession of your field, Chrissy? Are there any dream projects or collaborations that you wish to pursue within your field?
A fantastic question. How do you want to shape the future of marketing and the disability and chronic illness space? Look, I think from a business perspective, when it comes to my agency, we've actually stopped taking clients from now until 2024. Just means that we can look after and love the clients that we have. We'll still do email marketing and a few small jobs, but we won't particularly onboard anyone that needs all of our scope and services. I just do that because I'm really aware of burnout, both myself and that of my team. I like to think that in the chronic illness and disability space, there's really an opportunity to empower and arm people with the skills and the resources to start their own business. A lot of people that I've met, the biggest thing that they hate about the scheme, the NDIS, is that word disability. So I feel like there's a lot of work that can be done there. I really want to help people to be independent, to have the dignity to earn their own money, to connect and share their stories, and just to keep people busy.
Are there any dream projects or collaborations that you wish to pursue within your field?
My biggest dream project and collaboration, look, I'm obsessed with all things Disney. I would absolutely love to work on a Disney campaign. Maybe they'll ask me to sing and I could be a Disney princess. No, my singing's terrible. But I'd love to learn the Disney princess way of singing.
What advice would you give, Chrissy, to someone else starting out in this domain? Because they are the future of our industries and it's important as business owners we encourage and support them along the journey.
The best piece of advice I could give to somebody starting in the marketing events PR space would be don't focus too much on what others are doing around you. Look, I started with one client. I did the graphic design. I did the copy. I did the content. I did the socials. And at the beginning, you're going to suck. I look back at things that I did. I even look back at our business logo from all those years ago, and we've definitely evolved. So know that whenever you start, you're going to be rubbish, but there are so many free resources out there. There's so many blogs. There's so many tutorials you can go and listen to on YouTube. Be a sponge. Soak up as much as you can do and find a mentor. Find somebody that you can learn from, who can coach you, who can give you the fast track and all of that information that they had the hard way of finding out, but that they're willing and happy to impart that knowledge on yourself.
That's fantastic, Chrissy. Thanks for joining us. But before you go, where can listeners find you?
Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. It's always a pleasure to connect with you, Linda and Clive, and I just love everything that business is about. I've asked many a question in the community. I have your organizer and your cards. They're just fantastic skills, even for somebody who's as seasoned as I am. And look, thank you to everyone that took the time to tune in and listen. I think having podcasts like this are so great for our community to inspire and inform and educate each other. It's just great to connect with others. You can find me at creativelittlesoul.com.au. Otherwise, you can find me Chrissy Simonakis. I know it's a long Greek name, but if you find me via Creative Little Soul, definitely keen to connect. And anybody, you know, I've got a free 15-minute call on my website. You can pick my brain at any time, ask any questions, and we also always offer a discounted rate for anyone that mentions this as well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks again, Chrissy, for joining us. And thank you, of course, for loving everything about business. There's great advice in business, and there's great advice from everything that you've said for somebody to take advantage of. Thanks to our listeners for joining us on the Business Owners Podcast, and be sure to join us for our next episode. And of course, check out the back catalogue because each one has gems of wisdom inside it.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.